Hello Virgo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, October the 1st, and the whole week ahead. Well, there's a new moon today, and it's well placed for you as a Virgo if you've got to rearrange, reschedule, reorganize your money. The next 2 weeks is all about cash and money. It could be money you owe, money you gain, money you get, but it's all about money. And here's your Sunday stars. As I said yesterday, you've got a 2 week period where money and finance is very important. And the fact that there's an opposition to Uranus connected with this is also very important too, because there's an element of surprise around your stars when it comes to cash and money. Maybe you'll get more than you bargained for, or maybe you lose more than you thought you were going to do. The only thing I'm going to say is take no financial risks at the moment. Here's your Monday stars. Well, there's a lot of things going on now which are particularly good if you're wanting to do something new. There is a sense of this place ain't big enough for the two of us. It means you need either a bigger house or a bigger home or a home that's yours or something. But there's something that tells me that you may well have been imprisoned or trapped. So these are the perfect stars for you to biff your way out of that paper bag. Here's your Tuesday stars, another excellent aspect, this time for money. You had the new moon earlier this week and now you get Sun sextile Saturn, and I like this. This is particularly good if you're setting up home, if you're buying a new place, if you're renting somewhere new, or you're working for something that you can call your own. You see, Saturn is all about responsibility and accountability. And with the Sun in your house of money, it means getting something that can increase in value, and that's a very responsible thing to do. Here's your Wednesday stars. With Mars squaring Jupiter, and Jupiter of course is currently in your sign, you do have to be a wee bit careful to slow down. You can't get everything done at once, and nor should you want to. In fact, the more time you can give something and create a timeline where you can get things done by a certain date, that's good. But don't rush, don't push, and don't do anything that I wouldn't do. And here's your Thursday stars. There's lots happening in the sign of Sagittarius, and for you as a Virgo, that means there's a lot of activity and energy around your home life, your property, where you live. Maybe you're moving. Maybe you're looking for a house. Maybe there's changes in the dynamic of where you're living with the people living there. But I can assure you with these kind of stars, there's a lot of things happening, and I wouldn't be at all surprised if by the end of your birthday next year, you'll have a brand new landscape in your life. Here's your Friday stars. Mercury, your ruler, is going to move into Libra, so we're starting a fundamentally powerful time with finance. Mercury is about negotiation. Mercury is about contracts. Mercury is about thinking about money. And that's what you should do. The next few weeks are all about money and cash. You can earn more money, you could spend more money. But the important thing with Mercury is get your head around financial matters and all will be well.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.